Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord and welcome to a new beginning. Ambassador for Christ in the world, but not of the world. Your host this evening, Deacon Wes Armstrong, and we have a special co-host this evening, Miss Margaret Denny. But first, we have a disclaimer. The views and opinions expressed on the Crown Talk and Drum Radio Network are solely those of the host, guest, and caller. These views and opinions do not represent those of the Crown Talk and Drum Radio Network, its management, or of the host or advertisers. And again, welcome to the Crown Talk and Drum Radio Network and the ministry of New Beginnings Ambassador for Christ. We thank God for the time we've been given, and we thank God for the co-host this evening, Miss Margaret Denny. First, we're going to have a prayer, and then I will let her take over. Okay. Those of you that have prayer requests, we're going to pour our hearts out to God. Prayer requests of thanksgiving, prayer requests of intercessions, requests of needs and necessities, prayer requests of peace, love, prayer requests of for ourselves and our families, our loved ones, neighbors on either side, truly thanking you, Lord, for giving us peace in our lives when you wake us up in the morning. That's truly a blessing of being granted to see a brand new day, to do a brand new thing for the kingdom. All right? Okay. Let's pray. Most High God in heaven and on earth and underneath the earth, Almighty God, El Shaddai, truly thanking you, God, for remembering us once again, Father, to rise us up. And let us have life in our bodies, Father God, acknowledging you. You, Father God, because of life, health, and strength, truly thank you, Lord, for the blessings of life, sight, being able to stand, Father God, rise up out of bed, Lord God, and say thank you, God, for allowing us a brand new day. There was nothing that we did, nothing that we should glory in, Father God. It's all about you and your perfect love that you have for us. Forgive us our sin, Father God, and lead us not into darkness, Father God, but help us to walk in that light all through the day, Father God. Help us, Father God, to do what you have assigned to us to do. We are stewards for the kingdom, Father God. And we honor you and truly thank you and trust in you, Father God, that you will do for us what we need. Thank you for coming down here to see about little us, Father God, when we were sick. Thank you for coming down here to see about little us, Father God, when we were warring in the mind, Father God. We didn't know which way to turn, God. We thank you for thinking about little us when we had that family member, Father God, that was sick unto death. And you came and you touched their body, Father God, and you delivered them, Lord God. We truly thank you, God, for allowing us to live in peace with this government, Father God, and the perverted world, the way it is, Father God. You're keeping us safe. We honor you for that, and we truly thank you, God. We thank you for watching out for these people that are in their own country, God. There's a war going on, and I'm sure it's nothing that they did, the people themselves, the authorities, the governments, Father God, those rulers, Father God. We ask you, Father God, to help keep us, Lord God. Keep us, God. Keep us. Not for anything that we want to do, but to carry out your will in this world, Father God. And we'll give you the praise. We'll glorify your holy name. Truly, thank you, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. And amen. Okay. Now, let us get busy. And as I mentioned a little earlier, good evening, each and everyone that is called in. We thank God for you. We look to be blessed that are going to come forth, and we look to be blessed through this testimony of the truth. God's word is truth. Okay, so real quick, I'm going to read this scripture, then I'll turn it over to Miss Margaret Denny. The scripture is St. John chapter 4, verses 23 and 24. Okay, now first I'll be reading out of the New International Version, the NIV version. Okay, John chapter 4, verse 23 and 24. Here is the word of God. Jesus declared, "Believe me, woman, a time is coming when you will worship the Father neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem. You Samaritans worship what you do not know. We worship what we do know, for salvation is from the Jews." Now, I'm sorry, I started from verse 21. I'm sorry, John 4 and 21. "You Samaritans worship what you do not know. We worship what we do know, for salvation is from the Jews. Yet a time is coming and has now come when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth, for they are the kind of worshipers the Father seeks. God is spirit, and his worshipers must worship in spirit and in truth." Praise God. That was John chapter 4, verses, I started 21 to 24, and that was the NIV version. Now, real quick, I'm going to read it in the King James version, okay? St. John chapter 4, verses 23 and 24. "But the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship him. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth." Praise God. That sets the stage for tonight's testimony. Okay, right? Okay, here we go, y'all. Praise God. Good evening, Miss Denny.
Good evening, sir. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. To God be the glory. And truly thank you for taking the time to join us. It's a platform that any and all can use as long as we keep it spiritual, focus on God, His Son, Jesus Christ, or the Holy Spirit. And I truly thank you for taking the time to share.
I am so happy to share.
Well, thank God. Thank God. Whenever you're ready, you can get started.
Okay. Good afternoon, everybody. Well, good evening, everyone. I am so happy and pleased to be able to share with you my testimony this evening. I would like to start off by saying, last week, Dickie Armstrong made a statement. He said, "Is God's word true?" Well, this is our focus tonight. And so I am pleased to tell you that I know for a fact that God's word is true. So in researching the Bible, I have found so many scriptures that clearly state that God's word is true. For example, Psalms 33:4, in this scripture, it states, "For the word of the Lord is right, and all his works are done in truth." God affirms his words by letting different people in the Bible speak his truth. So tonight we are going to see the truth in his word by examining scriptures and my testimony.
Amen.
Let's focus on the Holy Bible. In the Bible, God uses different writers at different points of time to convey his word.
Yes.
He does this by letting men such as Daniel, Paul, and John, not to leave anyone mm-hmm. out, but just speaking of them at this moment, to let yeah. them tell his truth and through the scriptures. In Psalms 25:5, it states, "Lead me in thy truth and teach me, for thou art the God of my strength, of my salvation."
Yeah. Salvation. Mm-hmm.
Yes, I'm sorry. Yes. God
no
of
problem.
My salvation,
no
on thee do I wait all the day.
Mm-hmm.
When we wait on the Lord, you will have a better understanding and you will gain so much in that time. Acknowledging the truth is important because you have to acknowledge it and you must believe in it, my personal opinion. Mm-hmm. So we find that the writers by John has also acknowledged that God's word is true. For in John 8:32 it states, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
If you want to be free from the pains of life, think of these things. Which brings me to my truth and my affirming acknowledgement of God's holy word.
Yes.
It takes me back to March of 2018. This was right after my stroke. This
mm-hmm.
and I was completely disabled at this time. And I would listen and I would read the Bible. I had the app on my phone. And I would read the Bible, and it gave me a great understanding. I did used to read the Bible, but I never really studied the Bible. So
mm-hmm.
this gives me a truer understanding of the Word.
Yes.
And this also comes to the fact that I had, during that March, I had several things happen to me that March. One of them was a dream. And the other one, I had prayed for our family member, and the Lord spoke to me, and I'm telling you this because he spoke, I mean, clear as day, just like I was speaking to you guys. He
mm-hmm.
spoke to me clear as day. So I'm mentioning mm-hmm. that just to let you know that I know God's voice.
Amen. Amen. Mm-hmm.
In John 14:6, Jesus said unto him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father, but by me."
Amen. Yes.
When we acknowledge this verse, we acknowledge His supreme being, and His this verse piggybacks Psalms 38:4.
Mm-hmm.
We go from David to Paul. We go from the Old Testament to the New Testament, and knowing that
yes.
over the course of hundreds of years, God made His assurance that His word was true. And
mm-hmm.
I will take a little further than that this day and time. God's word is still true. Personally, it is on a supreme authority and have a superior knowledge that it remains to be true. He told me
mm-hmm.
personally. And we come back to Paul when Paul tells Timothy in 2 chapter of 2 Timothy 2:15, he says, "Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth."
Mm-hmm. Amen.
In this word, it's true. This verse, Paul acknowledged that as we can truly see God continue
mm-hmm.
to prove His word by others in the span of years. We see that He uses people that will acknowledge His word and keep it going. That's before
mm-hmm.
long before anyone will find out. I know by now you guys are really wondering what I'm talking about. So let me break it down to you. Back in March 2018, I had a dream. And in this dream, I was preaching the word of God. And my subject was homosexuality. And after I finished, I had two family members come up to me and tell me I was dead wrong, that I didn't preach the truth. And I told them that, yes, I did preach the truth. This right here in God's word. They told me that they would tell my uncle on me, who is my bishop, tell him to come and talk to me and tell me the truth and that I spoke wrong. And so I was just dreaming, and then all of a sudden I heard a voice. I woke completely up. God woke me completely up. God said, my child, my word is true. Trust that. Yeah. And since that day, his word is true. It's the same voice that I heard whenever I was in a hospital bed having a stroke. It was the same voice that 2 weeks before that night was the same voice that told me, I got this. Mm-hmm. So he told me his word personally. He told me his word is true. So from that day forward, I believe in his word. I don't saunter off to any of the other Bibles. I stick with the King James because the King James is what I've always read. So I stick and stay with it because God told me personally that his word is true.
Yes.
And I can believe his word, and I want you to believe his word, and I want you to pray because praying also helps a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
And if anybody have any questions, I'm over to answer any questions.
Okay. And what I'm going to do, I'm going to open up all the mics, and those that have comments will try to give each other enough space so that no two people are talking at the same time. Okay? You got to be the group. Who's going to start? Anyone have a comment or an encouraging word or they want to say something about how they believe God's word is true? Praise God. Anyone?
Good evening.
Praise the Lord.
So good evening to all. Can you hear me? Hello? Does anybody hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Oh, I just wondered. I didn't hear anyone, so I didn't want to think that I was talking about something. But I do thank the Lord for life, health, and strength for just allowing me to be on the program tonight to listen in. And I can say for a fact myself that God's word is true, because when I got saved, then he changed my life, and I was praying for understanding of his word. I had one of my elders, he called me and he'd asked me about how did I study my Bible, how did I read God's word, and was asking me about, you know, the going back into, you know, my Bible got the different verses in the center of it to where you can go back and do research and everything. And when I started doing that and praying for that understanding, I'd sit at the table sometime and start the reading, and God opened up my understanding. And when he did, I started praising him at the table, because when I had first started, I wasn't getting an understanding. I didn't know what certain things meant. That's why we are to stay in contact with the saints and our spiritual family, spiritual leaders, to be guided in the right way, you know. And it takes a lot to get into God's word, study, do research, to be able to know that the Holy Spirit is working within your life. And when God does something within your life to change you for the better, to know that his word is true and real, and that he's real, because when you feel the Spirit moving within you and you get down on your knees and pray and you feel the presence of the Lord in your life, moving in your life, you can really tell that Christ is in your life. There's been many people, you ask them if they're saved, and they say, well, I don't know. If they don't know they're not saved, then you need to go back, repent, ask the Lord to come into your life, forgive you your sin, come into your life, lead you and guide you till you know you feel the Spirit of God. You feel that change in your life. So I know for myself that he is real. So I thank you, you know, for, you know, what has been said already tonight about God's word being true and real, because I believe every word of it.
Yes, yes. Thank you, brother, for your comments. I wanted to interject very quickly my thoughts on that real quick. You know, God saved me in New York. And after I did a lot of terrible things, crack addict for 20-plus years. I disrespected my wife. I disrespected God and a whole lot of other people. I took people through some changes to where I'm just blessed to have my life, health, and strength today. But for me to know that God's word is true, back in the day in New York, I was just tired of where my life was. I didn't know which way to turn. You know, I was raised up in a church here in Carolina, going to church with my grandmother, but I didn't learn anything. But the word was there, stuck in the back of my mind. And I knew I needed some help. I knew man couldn't help me. So I had a Bible, and I was gifted with a Quran. And I would read both of those. And it's not that I was comparing notes or comparing scripture. I was just reading it for understanding and knowledge because of the understanding I got when I was a kid. You know, God, take your cares to God. And, you know, God can do this and do that for you. God created us. So he knows what's going on with each and every one of us. So I approached God in prayer. I said, Lord, I can't do this by myself. I need you to help me, because I knew the rehab wasn't going to help me. It, you know, that was just a pit stop, you know. But God, I read to where as if I would give my heart over to him, my heart, mind, soul, body, everything that I had to him, he would help me come out. And I thought it was a miraculous thing. I was going to see the light and all this old stuff going on, and I was going to be changed all of a sudden, you know. But, man, but getting into the word and finding out exactly what the word tells us to do. We can't just ask for forgiveness and think it's just going to come on us all of a sudden and we not do nothing. We got to get busy. You know, it's a job. We are servants. We are, as the name of the ministry is, ambassador for Christ. We got a job to do, doing the will of God. And that helps us to go through life, the word. You know, we can read the scripture today and tomorrow read that same scripture and get a different understanding of it. And God's word is true because I've seen it, things come true through my life, other people's life. People can heal, people can save, people can bless, all kind of stuff. And that's how I know his word is true, because he revealed it to me by saving my soul. Praise God. Praise God. Okay. All right. Do we have, is there another comment or is there another comment? Anyone want to step in? Anyone?
I believe that God's word.
Okay. Margaret, let him go first. Who is speaking?
Elder Robert L. Hayes.
Yes, sir. Blessings. Blessings.
I believe and I know for surety that God's word is true. I know where I was.
Sir.
God enabled me to hear the word God preach through the power of the Holy Ghost. I was convicted. Of my sin. I believe what the word has said. And from that point, God began to deal with me, and God convicted me, saved me, sanctified me, filled me with the Holy Ghost, with the evidence of speaking tongues. The Spirit of God gave utterance. I know that is true. No one can change my mind about it. They may come against me, stand against me, but I know for myself that the word of God is true. Heaven and earth will pass away.
Yes, sir.
But the word of God is going to stand forever. Anything is going to fail, but the word of God is going to stand when everything is failed. One thing about it, he made me a brand new creature in him, in his, by his word, because I believe. The Bible said, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. So that let me know I can't live the same way I lived before I met him. My life has been changed. Somebody said the angel of heaven have changed my name. And I'm so glad that I'm a new creature in him. All things are become new. I don't do the things I used to do. I don't go to places I used to go. I don't talk like I used to talk. My behavior, just my character is different. Why? Because the word of God came true in my life. David said, thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against him. Okay. And the word, again, is going to stand, and all the scriptures are given by inspiration of God. People can fight against the word. We've been fighting it for many years. But guess what? The word of God hasn't gone anywhere. It's going to stand true. He said, let every man be alive, and my word be true. And the word of God is inspired by God. And I'm so glad that God is originated with God. It came to us through the prophets, etc. And I thank God tonight that he let us know who he is. All powerful, all knowing, all present. He is God. And beside him, that thank God for babe. I call her babe Margaret Denny. Been friends with her for a long time. And she is she is a blessing. She's a blessing to my life. And I appreciate her. I encourage her to keep on standing. Keep on fighting a good fight of faith. God is on your side. He will not let you fail. Just hold on and endure hardship as the good soldier of Jesus Christ. The word is truth.
Praise God.
Amen.
We thank you, Elder. We thank you, Elder, to go a little bit further with that. Miss Denny, she's been with me for quite a while. She's a regular. Listening to this ministry every week, and I gave her an opportunity. I felt it was time that she shared her testimony because she gives me praise reports, and we stay up with each other. And God, you know, we have to realize that it's God doing this thing, because if we was in the natural, I don't believe none of this would be going on. You know, we'd be out there trying to please flesh and the devil. But this is the work of God, and we truly thank him for the opportunity. You know, it's not about us. It's about him and what's presented to all of us. It's not necessarily that Margaret is sharing her testimony with somebody that's troubled, but to encourage the saints, the children of God, you know. This is about encouragement and showing hope and belief in God that we stand and do not. If we slip and fall, hey, Christ is there to help us get back up. And we just hold on and just keep holding on, because a better day is coming, and it's not going to be in this world, you know. But God's word is true. Praise God. Do we have another, are there any more comments?
Well, I also just said something else.
Yeah, come on.
Okay, well, I just want to piggyback on the truth. Because December 21st, 2017, I was walking to my car. My fiance and I had breakfast, and I was walking to my car, and I started feeling heavy. My legs were like bricks, had encased them, and I couldn't lift them up. So I started feeling better, so I was like, okay. And then I started feeling worse, and then all of a sudden, we decided to go on to the hospital. And in the hospital, I was like, Lord, I lay there. I was like, Lord, please don't let me down there. My mom would not live if I died. My mom and I were very, very, very close. And my brother died at 48. So that would be tremendous on her. And so I begged the Lord. And the Lord told me himself, he said, just like I'm speaking, he said, I got this. So my mom was put at ease, and I didn't have to worry about it. I mean, I've been blessed so tremendously. I cannot count the many blessings. So I just tell the Lord, thank you every day, several hundred hours a day. Thank you, thank you, thank you, because the seen and the unseen, we just don't know the unseen. And I know some of the unseen that he sent us to the car. I had made a prayer back when we did a whole lot of traveling for church. That I made a prayer to the Lord. I said, Lord, please just protect us on these crazy roads. And you know, not one time did we ever have an accident. Not one time did we ever have an issue.
Praise God. Praise God.
So you know, I am a firm believer. I believe the truth. I believe the word. I have no problems with the word. I will tell you the word like I tell my people right here. I will tell them the word, and it's all right. Because I have the blessings. I have the blessings beyond the word.
Yes, 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 yes. We believe in God's word. It doesn't matter what kind of circumstance we're in or position we're at or what we're going through. We believe on God. He's going to bring us through. No matter what the situation, he's going to give us peace of mind. He's going to give us strength in our mind and love in our heart for our neighbor. So life may seem like it's a struggle sometimes, and some days it seems just so hard to go through, you know. And I used to ask, well, Lord, why do I got to be going through this? Why is my life looking like this, you know? But I realized in his word. He said it rains on the just and the unjust. So nobody gets no favoritism here. God is no respecter of person. And the word also says that all things work for the good of them that love the Lord. So no matter if we're sick in the hospital or we've been blessed with a lump sum of money or a house or some gifts that are favorable in our life, all things work together for the good of them that love the Lord, you know, but we have to go through no matter. And God's word encourages us. If we read his word each and every day and through the day, it encourages us and gives us strength. It does it for me, you know. So I just wanted to put that in there, but we got another, got a caller here. Caller. Good evening, Eldris. Eldris? I thought that was Eldris. Well, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Okay. Let's see here. Do we have any comments whatsoever? Margaret, is there something else you want to share with the group?
Well, I just want to say thank you, everybody. I was extremely nervous, but I truly do thank you, everybody. And thank you for giving me this time.
No problem, no problem. The ministry is about helping other people, even helping myself. Not necessarily that I know it all or I got all the answers, but I'm learning from this also. So it's a two-way street. Two-way street, and I'm often offering the space and time in this ministry on Thursdays at 8 p.m. If anyone has any issues, if they need encouragement, or if they want to share their testimony or whatever, we keep it spiritual, guys. But this platform is free through my ministry to use. You can speak on it now or Facebook or those that know me personally, you have my phone number, or you can get it through Miss Margaret. She's a regular guy. She's a trooper. You know, she is a trooper. And I thank God for her sharing her testimony tonight. And we look forward to others sharing their testimony to give not necessarily the sinner all the time, but we saints and children of God, we need to be encouraged also. And we don't have to be going through something to want to be encouraged or need to be encouraged. You know, anytime we can get it, we need to accept it and keep it moving. And that way, it's just like our prayers. We can pray to God when everything is fine. You know, we shouldn't wait until things are going bad to go to God in prayer. You know, we praise him when things are good. We praise him when things are bad, you know. And those prayers, they are saved up. I'm pretty sure they are. So that we get to the point in time in our life that we cannot pray. There's trauma or something going on in our lives, and we can't get to God. God, he remembers those prayers, y'all. He remembers. And as I call Miss Margaret a trooper, we as children of God, and saints, and Christians, we all need to be troopers, y'all. Men, women, boys, and girls, we all need to get to that point where we are with one accord. Your God ain't no different than my God. You know, my God, he ain't no bigger than your God, as Elder said. The God, he's omniscient, he's omnipotent, and he's omnipresent. He's all power, all knowledge, and we love him tonight. We do. We love him tonight. And I do glory. And are there any comments whatsoever? Does anyone have a praise report, or does anyone need an encouraging word, or does someone have a loved one or a family member or just someone that they know that may be ill or need to be encouraged by our life and our testimony that God is real and his word is true? His word is true. His word is how many years old? My goodness. The word was put out there. You know, we weren't even thought of. There was no thought of us being in this world at all. And then also, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for the ungodly. And I was one of those. He died for me before I was even born. So the word of God is true. And you know, we cannot deny it. We have to go along and say, okay, I believe the God of word for myself because God revealed it to me. Not because of what someone else said. What someone else says may give me the incentive to get into God's word and read for myself, find out, and then we go from there, you know. But God, we thank God for the evening. We thank God for the program. We thank God for you, Margaret. And anytime and under any circumstance or during any type of situation, you need to get in touch, there's no problem. You got my number. You got my email. And if you want to use this platform again, just say so. Okay? All right?
Okay, and, I sure will. I truly appreciate you.
No problem. No, well, this is what God's people are all about, you know. We're supposed to look out for one another. If I got it or not, and you need it, we both can pray, and God can send somebody that has it, you know. And as I said, we all need to be with one accord, not on one accord. We need to be with one accord, with one mind, you know, because there's one God.
Oh, yeah.
One mediator, Jesus Christ, the man, Jesus Christ. And to God be the glory. Okay? All right. Let's see. Let me see. Real quick. Everybody's gotten quiet. I hope everybody's not asleep. I hope no one's asleep. Okay. We're going to do this right here. Real quick. Now, you came up with some scriptures, and I'm about the things that I have. Okay? I'm going to do Proverbs 3 and 5. Okay? Proverbs 3 and 5. Proverbs 3 and 5. Okay. And if anyone has a thought or idea, just come on and put it out there. Proverbs 3 and 5. Okay. All right. I'm getting there, y'all. I'm getting there. Okay. Proverbs 3 and 5. Okay, here we go. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. And lean not unto thine own understanding. in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. And, you know, this lets me know that even though I got, a little bit of understanding and a little bit of knowledge upstairs, you know, I have been given opportunity to make choices in my life, you know. But I can't control all things in my life. I can't control things in nobody else's life. God, he is our creator, our redeemer, our sustainer, and God is our. So if we get to that understanding, get to that point to where we realize it was him that made us and not we ourselves, we give it to him, let him take over. And, of course, we make certain decisions in life, you know, but we trust and believe in God because, as I said, he is our creator. He created us for him. He didn't create us to have a good job or nice car or pretty wife. No. Those are things in life. That is life itself. But God created us for his glory. It's for us to worship and praise him. And as I said earlier, no matter what's going on in our life, you know, no matter what's going on in our life. And God, he brings things to pass. He knows what we need if we just trust and believe in him and understand that his word is true. It's been around longer than anything else. And his word, it's got to be true. You know, we see evidence of it every day. Every day. You know, the trees didn't make themselves. The grass just didn't pop up out there, you know. And we didn't come from animals. No. Ain't no way. If we came from animals in the beginning, why aren't we still coming from animals? You know, it's something we have to get to understand. That's man's take on things in life. But as I said before, you know, I couldn't save myself, and man couldn't save me. No, because man, he had his own plan about getting me from the drugs and putting me to work over there, something for him, you know. But to God be the glory. God saved me for his glory. He saved me because his will wasn't being done in my life. And now he's been up another opportunity after opportunity after opportunity to get that work done for the kingdom. And for me to try and secure a place and the everlasting for my soul. Praise God. Praise God. Okay. Brother, would you have another comment, or you're good for this evening?
I'm just sitting back enjoying everything.
Yeah, okay.
Because God has been good to me in my life and everything that he has blessed me through. And I was listening to a young man that spoke earlier that I know very well. I'd worked with him years back. And he's always been the same. He was an encouragement when I first started working with him and getting to know him. And he's still an encouragement to me this day because I know that God is real because I've seen how he's carried himself, him and his wife back then all the way up until now. The way that he continues to carry himself, there's no change, you know. Every time you see him, he's the same person. Lets me know that God is continuing to work in his life, and we can get strength from others that are living for the Lord. And
that's right.
That, you know, lets everybody know God's word. And when we know that they're real and God's real in their lives, that helps you to be able to go through because they can encourage you in a way sometimes that someone else may not. God gives them a word to give to you, you know.
That's
and
right.
When you just come together, it just feels so good to praise and worship together, knowing that God has made a change in your life after all of these years.
Yes.
And
yes,
you come in contact with someone that you know that God is always been in their life from the time I know them, and it's been many years. But God's still working. God's still doing. And it let me know that God is real through all the saints and all the prayers that's been prayed, that's been answered through other people, that God has answered prayers for them to see them through different ways, different things. And I can say for myself truly that I know God's real. Because when he speaks to you and you can hear that small, still voice, your conscience, it'll start dealing with you. And you know the right and wrong in situations that you're going through. And the enemy's not going to throw nothing to you good. And the Lord's leading you in a good way through his Holy Spirit. You know the good from the bad. You ask for that discernment of spirit so you'll know that God is in your life, working in your life, working around your life, through your family and loved ones. So I'm just grateful to be a part here tonight on this ministry program. Great. I thank God for each and every one.
Thank you, brother. We thank you. I had something I wanted to add real quickly. I had this from another program, and, you know, things come back to you. And not that I had to look for it, it's right here all the time. You know, this is how God deals with us. Most of the times, things that we need are right there in front of us. It reminds me of when I was young, my mother would send me to get something, and I really wouldn't look for it, and I come back, I couldn't find it. And she'd go and get it just like that. She'd come in and she said, well, if it would have been a snake, it would have bit you because it was right there in your face. And instead of me focusing on what I'm supposed to be looking for, my mind was all over the place, all over the place. And, you know, and once we come into the fold, God saves us. We need to be specific. You know, I've heard people talking about reading the Bible in 1 year. I can't see where that does me any justice, except that I'm just reading for 1 year, you know. Being specific and asking God certain things or asking God to show us stuff. How do I do this? Or who do I approach? Or reveal this to me, you know. And it's not something we can just run through like school, you know. We have to get that understanding and get that wisdom, and then we're able to go to the next point or the next. We just can't just shoot right through and say, okay, I'm good, you know. No, it doesn't work that way. But real quick, how can you love God without his word? You know, then his word is settled in heaven, and God's mercy is from everlasting to everlasting. And also, knowing scripture but not living it. You know, these are simple things that life brings about, and we think we're good, but we need to be always working, always doing something, encouraging someone or look God to give us a word, you know. How we can use that word for someone else, even though we may be incapacitated or whatever, we can still help next man, woman, boy, and girl in life. You know, it's not that we get this understanding and knowledge and wisdom just to keep it for ourselves. You know, I was in the rehab and they told me, said, you can't keep it unless you give it away. So this is valuable stuff here, and we have to share it with someone. We have to share it. We can't be afraid and ashamed to tell people that, you know, God, he saved me, you know, because, hey, I was in a perverted world doing all kind of crazy stuff, and I looked a weapon in the face, you know what I'm saying, could have been killed twice. But God, had it not been for the Lord that was on the other side, I would have been gone a whole lot of years ago. But God. Hebrews 3:5. A couple of scriptures real quick, guys. Hebrews 3:5. Today, if you hear my voice, harden not your heart. harden not your heart. So we have to take this thing seriously. Our lives, our future, our present, it depends on God's word. And it's not because the word was written way back then that it doesn't relate to us. No, there are situations in life where we can just jump in the Bible, the word of God, and we can read, and it affects our lives. It's right what we're going through at a certain period of time. God reveals that thing to us so that we can get in the word, find out what we need to do about it, you know, and we can find relief. We get some understanding through God's word. Why am I going through this? How can I get over it? You know, how long is it going to take to get around this? Or what should I be doing going through this? Should I be running back and forth to the doctor, getting a bag full of medication? Or should I just be trusting in God and praying and anointing myself? Or being in touch with other saints that can pray with me? Not necessarily all the time having somebody to pray for you. We need to have people to pray with us. With us. A lot of times we're held back blessings because we don't involve ourselves. We need to involve ourselves. There is no such thing as, oh, I can do it all by myself. No, that doesn't work. That's the wrong attitude. But to God is glory. And Ms. Margaret?
Yes, sir.
Any last comments?
No, it's just been a pleasure being out here.
Thank God for that. Okay. Next time, you know, I'm looking for you to be there. I'm sure you will. God's going to bless any and everyone that's on the line. Okay? All right? Okay, now I want to ask, there's one caller, 984, would you care to make a comment?
Yes, I'm sure Margaret knows exactly who this is. I just want to tell her
praise
that she
God.
Did a great job, and I really
yes.
enjoyed listening to this tonight. And I will be honest
mm-hmm.
real quick, my mom passed away last year, and I've been struggling all
my
the
God.
Way around with everything, and I haven't really, really trusted in God like I should to get me through it, even though I know he's the one who's brought me this far, because I honestly didn't
yeah.
think I would make it past July the 2nd, which is the day she passed away.
Mm.
And so I'm grateful for that, and I'm glad I listened in tonight. And I also want to
yeah.
thank Robert Hayes for speaking at
yeah.
my mom's service, because I know he was going through his own thing at that time, and I just want to let him know
oh,
that
yeah.
him speaking, I'm sure, definitely has helped all of us cope with this at this time. So I just wanted to say
yes.
those two things.
Okay.
Thank you, Nicole.
Thank you so much.
Hello.
Y'all hear
hey,
me?
Don't let this be a...
Yes, sir.
No,
wait.
Okay. All right. And one thing,
say
real
that
quick,
one more time.
Real quick thing for me about Elder Robert Hayes. I didn't know this man. I was told he was a holy man. And he just started calling me his friend. And he didn't know nothing about me. You know, I think he knew that I come from New Jersey and God put me and my wife back together. But he started calling me his friend. You know, and that's something I never would have expected from anybody. But I realized, and the word of God lets us know, we need to love our neighbor as we love ourselves, you know, whether we know him or not. And I truly thank God for him. He's been an inspiration and an encouragement in my life. You know? But I can consider myself his friend, and he can consider me his friend. And he's my friend, and I'm his friend. Thank God for that. Truly.
And a friend that's a person and a brother.
Yes. Yes. Margaret?
Yep.
Yes,
I'm
sir.
Am I on
the
air again?
Beg your pardon?
Hello.
Yes,
hello.
Sir.
This is Hayes
yes,
again.
Sir.
This is the one who says something right quick. God is real. His word is true. We can stand on it in the time of trouble, heartache, pain. He's still right now. He said, I'll never leave you, nor will I forsake you. One quick thing here is not that God gave me this years ago. I was praying, and I was at work before I retired. And I was back in the corner praying, having a little prayer room back there, per se. And God spoke to me, it's not the words you say, but the life you display. We can speak sweating words, but our lives speak louder than words. So the true man and woman of God, when they have true integrity, you live right when nobody else is looking at you.
It's looking. Amen. That is so true. So true, Pastor. So true. So true. So true. We certainly thank God. And I give honor to everyone that's listening, those that made comments and those that didn't make comments. It's the truth, a blessing from God. And even though there are quite a few people called in, maybe there's just only one that needed to hear that witness or be encouraged by what was said. We will keep you all in prayer. And God's word is true. We just have to accept it because we have to separate ourselves from the world. We cannot live in the world and live in the kingdom at the same time. We have to give one up, one or the other. And as in my case, after all those years of doing whatever I was doing, God, it was like somebody turned on a switch. I had to give it up. If I wanted to live, I had to give it up. But God is life. His word gives us life. So, truly, thank God, thank God, and thank God. Would we have one that would like to take us out in prayer? Is there one? Everyone's mic on. Is there one that will lead us out in prayer? Praise God. Is there two? If there isn't a one, is there two? Praise God. Praise God. Yes. Yes.
Hey, praise the Lord, Deacon.
Yes, sir.
I'm still here.
Yes, sir.
I can go ahead and take us out in prayer.
Yes.
Because God has been so good to me.
Amen.
Our precious Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you humbling ourselves, thanking you, Lord, for your mercy and grace. Thanking you, Lord, for everyone that has joined in tonight on this ministry program. Thank you for each voice, dear God, and each blessing that you give that come from each and every mouth tonight, Lord. We praise and worship your holy name because, Lord, we know you're real. Your spirit is real. We live, Lord, because you give us breath to live. Without your breath, Lord, you take it away from us. We have nothing, dear God. We depend on you for life, health, and strength. We depend on you to see us through, Lord, our troubles through the good and the bad. We ask you that you look over each and every one through this night, dear God, that has joined us and their families, their loved ones, and just continue, Lord, to keep your mercy hands on them. Help us to live a life according to the will that you have given us, dear God, and help us to be an encouraging word to someone. We ask all of these blessings in the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise
Amen.
The Lord.
Amen. Praise. Again, to God be the glory, and I thank him for all callers, all comments, all listeners. And with that, family, shalom.
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 Praise the Lord. Shalom.
Shalom.